Proclamation number 3635, dated the December 24, 1945. Significance of the act of salvation. And remember the one who redeemed you from all sins. His act of salvation is of such momentous significance that you cannot be exhorted strongly enough to cast your mind back to it. You must always bear in mind that you would be lost for an infinitely long time had Jesus Christ not taken your guilt of sin upon himself through his crucifixion in order to redeem you. However, you will have to profess him yourselves if you want to partake of the blessings he acquired for you through his death. You have to believe in him and consciously place yourselves underneath his cross. You must live with and for Jesus Christ, i.e., in memory of him accomplish your every action, be helpful and thus comply with his teaching of love, in order to make yourselves worthy of his gift of grace, to make yourselves worthy of his love, which wanted to protect you from an infinitely long time of torment and suffering in the beyond. The Divine Redeemer has mercy upon all sinners. He carried their guilt and suffered and died for it. He sacrificed himself as atonement, because he loved people and wanted to lessen their immense spiritual hardship. And thus he offered people a gift, the magnitude of which they cannot to judge on earth, and he only asks for their acknowledgement of his act of love, their acknowledgement of himself and their conscious avowal of his crucifixion. He asks them to keep him in mind at all times. People should not forget this, they should always remember that without him they would be lost for an infinitely long time. Hence he approaches people time and again by reminding them of him, time and again he tries to direct their eyes to him, time and again the person, as a bearer of the cross himself, is admonished to remember him, and every suffering is intended to draw his attention to the one, who took all sins upon himself and constantly helps people to carry their suffering as well if they, in profound faith in the Divine Redeemer, burden him with it and appeal to him for grace and love. People don't carry their suffering without merit. Jesus Christ, however, was entirely without sin and took humanity's guilt of sin upon himself. He therefore carried a far heavier burden upon his shoulders, a cross which was so immensely heavy that he almost broke down under it. Nevertheless, he accomplished the act of salvation since his love for humanity was great and gave him the strength until the end. Amen.